morning, Alex. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. It's good to hear your lovely voice again. It's nice. I feel like we get to catch up every time I interview you.
I know, exactly.
So first of all, can you kind of clear this up? Because I feel like this word just kind of gets thrown around a lot. What is a biopic?
Well, yeah, because I guess it depends on your definition. A biopic is, most obviously, it tells the biographical story of an individual. But, I mean, you know, in the past that could mean a documentary form. Increasingly we're seeing kind of the Hollywood narrativization of people's lives. And interestingly, they're very much framed by a kind of politics often. And by the kind of economic purposes behind the movie.
And what makes biopics so appealing to moviegoers?
Well, I've been thinking about this. I mean, look, there's a couple of things. I think that we live in an era where, because of social and online media, and because of the rise of celebrity culture, you know, it's a big part of people's lives. And, you know, I think that it's often largely positive because celebrities are figures that we can kind of project our hopes, fears and desires onto. And, in fact, I argued in my second book, Gotcha, Life in a Tabloid World, that celebrity culture wasn't all trashy and that there are legitimate reasons people get fascinated with celebrities. So I think there's that celebrity fascination which has grown, and we're used to getting glimpses behind the scenes of celebrities' lives in the way that, say, in the 1950s, we didn't. The studios very tightly controlled what was known about their stars. So we didn't know Rock Hudson was gay, right? That, you know, there was a carefully crafted family man image around it. So what's happened now, I think, is that people want to really... They're fascinated with who's the person behind the scenes, behind the screen, and biopics are part of fueling that desire.
That's a really interesting way of thinking of it. Because, yeah, you didn't really get much of an insight. Now with social media, I feel like celebrities, you know, the more kind of, the more honest they are, the kind of more popular they are, everyone kind of looks for the person. But do you think as well that biopics kind of tap into a bit of a nostalgia culture that we've got?
Yeah, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And I think also what we're seeing is, there's a narrative that goes with celebrity culture, which is very much about the revival. Sometimes it's about the confession. I mean, one of the obviously interesting things about both Freddie Mercury and Elton John is that they were closeted gay men, and they pretty much had to be at a time where, you know, well, we still have homophobia, but where homophobia was kind of legitimised. And so there's a kind of, I think there's a sense that probably some of the older fans feel almost guilty that these guys had to closet themselves. So there's a coming out story there, which, you know, is a story of finding I can be myself, and people really, I think, love that. But I think the other side of it, if we're looking, say, at Elton John and Freddie Mercury, is it's a very savvy tie-in. In an era where everyone's Spotifying or however they're getting their music, it's not by the old method, fashion method of going to the store and waiting for the CD or the album to be released. You know, people disaggregate music and make their own playlists. And, of course, the tie-in for movies like Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody is that you can release all the stars' hits in a kind of album version. So the film supports the music and the music popularises the film.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's an interesting tie-in. It's a bit sneaky, but I like it. A bit of a tough one. Do you think that biopics maybe represent a lack of ideas in the movie industry?
Well, that's certainly been mooted.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Hollywood's always been full of formulas. So, you know, most movies you can kind of map against a formula, a well-chosen formula. And indeed, in an era where there's so many more forms of entertainment, I think, you know, we've witnessed Hollywood going to very safe formulas increasingly. You know, they know that something sells, so they'll stick with that because it's there's a guaranteed box office because people just don't go to the movies as much as they do. So, you know, I don't think that the biopic is some new development here at all.
And just lastly, really quick, can you see the popularity of biopics continuing in the future? Because there seems to be a lot coming out at the moment.
Yeah, and now that they have proven successful, that's what's going to guarantee them. Maybe eventually we'll get heartily sick of them. But I think, yeah, for all the reasons we've been talking about, they are a bit of a winning formula at the moment. And look, they're a way of artists, living artists, and their producers and other associated colleagues, a way of them taking back control in an era where consumers what narrative is crafted around the celebrity and how we listen to their music, and particularly with musicians, I think. And so I think at the moment, consumers are in the box seat in terms of curating what they see and what they hear. And the biopics are a way of saying that this is the story, it's the official story.
Well, Catherine, once again, thank you so much for joining us this morning.